Welcome to the Purposely Aligned Entrepreneur Podcast presented by Boss Girl Creative. This is episode number 475. Today, I'm sharing visibility tips to help you out in your business. Now, let's dive in. Hey, I'm Taylor Bradford, host of the Purposely Aligned Entrepreneur Podcast presented by Boss Girl Creative. I help small business owners turn their purpose into a paycheck, and it starts with visibility. In the online world, visibility equates to sales. So if you're dreaming of being the next million-dollar entrepreneur, you've come to the right place because weekly I share visibility tips, brand advice, and business resources. So grab a notebook, your favorite pen, and a beverage, and let's do the work. Hey, welcome to this episode. I'm your host, Taylor Bradford. Thank you so much for pressing play. I'm here to chat about some visibility tips to help you out in your business. And if you want more tips, you definitely need to check out my latest freebie, which are 9 tips to help you gain more visibility through social media and your email list. And you can grab it. Go to bossgirlcreative.com/9tips, and it will follow its way to your inbox. And yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before we get there, let's find out what's been going on in social media land. Social media headline number 1, Meta lifts all restrictions on Trump's accounts ahead of the U.S. election. Trump is allowed to return to Facebook and Instagram, but it seems unlikely that he'll do so. Social media headline number 2, TikTok shares insights into its EU election integrity efforts. TikTok has provided an overview of how its election integrity measures performed. Social media headline number 3, Instagram shares tips for Reels creators in an effort to help creators through holiday content. Looking for ways to prove your IG Reels approach? This might help. If you pop into the professional dashboard within the app, you are going to see key pointers to help maximize your Reels content performance. So definitely check that out. Social media headline number 4, Instagram is looking to enable retrospective tags for collaborative posts. Soon you'll be able to tag collaborators after publishing an Instagram post. And I am actually looking forward to this because sometimes I collaborate within my own accounts and I forget to hit that collaboration button and I'm like, crap, I either have to archive and start over or I'm just screwed. So this is going to be helpful within my own business if this legit happens. Social media headline number 5, Instagram is restricting the promotion of variable image size carousels. Carousel posts with full screen images are currently not eligible for boosting, FYI. Social media headline number 6, Pinterest is outlining AI background generation process for product shots. They are looking to help brands create better visuals within the app. And that wraps up this week's social media headlines. Okay, so you guys know since I have made it to my 9 years in podcasting that I have a new push, a new focus centered around visibility, because without being visibility in your brand and business, you will not make sales. This will just be a hobby for you. So visibility is so incredibly important. And since I have ultimately pivoted back over to the Boss Girl Creative Instagram account from my social experiments on the other accounts, I can tell you that creating the Reels content on Boss Girl Creative has like gone crazy. And it's so like, I realized that I already had a platform. So when I created the digitally tailored Instagram account, when I started creating brand new content on a brand new account, I was going like gangbusters. Like it was crazy what I was seeing a small brand new account accomplish. Like I was at 0 and I quickly gained followers of the right kind for that content that I was producing. But it was faceless. So I feel like if it'd been face forward, I probably would have gained more traction. And then the mistake that I made, so don't make this mistake. The mistake that I made was participating in an engagement kind of loop or thread. And it was not a follow game like that, that I'm against, but it was asking for engagement to help, you know, with the algorithm. And doing that crushed digitally tailored account, like absolutely crushed it. It didn't matter that I became face forward. It didn't matter what I did. I crushed the account and I could not gain traction for the life of me after that. So that was very heartbreaking. So if you are wanting to create a brand new Instagram account or you're pivoting into something else, which means you need a new Instagram account, don't do those things. Like, you will have success on a brand new account in a sea of noise, just being yourself and showing up and attracting the right people with your content. Like, Instagram, within the first 6 weeks of a brand new account, is trying to figure out what it is that you do. So you want to make sure that the content you're producing and the captions and the text on screen is all related to the thing that you are trying to sell or market. And that will help Instagram categorize your content and send it out to people that are interested into that kind of content. And like I said, in the very beginning of that account, I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I'm getting like thousands of views on an account that has very little followers. So when I made the decision to pivot back over to Instagram on the Boss Girl Creative account, I'm seeing that same kind of traction. And I just did a reel, and I think what's funny is when you share meme content. So I just did a cat video, and the cat video is of this cat crawling like army style to you under the bed and stops real quick at the edge of the camera. And my caption is, I'm just checking to make sure that you have prioritized self-care, that you've scheduled self-care for yourself, sis, because self-care matters. And it's almost like it's over 3,100 views right now. I've gained several followers from it. I realize that it's attracting cat lovers. And so the people that are following me, I hope, are not just cat lovers. I do think, based on their Instagrams, that they are also business owners, because I do think when you do find a reel that you like, and then you go, you like the post, and then you go follow the creator, I do think that you are looking at their profile and you're looking at their profile name. So you are, I think we're all savvy at this point with Instagram. I think the followers that I'm getting are going to be the right kind of followers, but it's crazy that people love pets so much that this particular reel is taking off. And my other content is performing well. So the content that it's just me is actually performing well. And that is so incredibly inspiring, especially since it's like a breath of fresh air to actually be like having some results on a platform that I was working just as hard, but under a different name after my uh-oh. So it's very inspiring. It's very inspiring to just be able to create content that feels like good to me and is attracting the right kind of people. And there's a slow trickle of follower growth, which the ultimate end game for me is to sell content that I'm producing that is, you know, I'm using Instagram to drive through sales funnels to get there, to grow my email list for sure, because that's where I'm talking to people and then making the sales. In my stories, I tried some things and I'm still tweaking there, and I realized the strategy that I was using was a little aggressive, and I want to scale back and try to figure out a better strategy for selling through stories, because I do think that that's a powerful place to get eyeballs on your content, whether that is dropping a freebie or, you know, leading somebody to a podcast episode or whatever, because your story content, I do feel, is aimed more at your followers and not your non-followers. Like, your Reels content is aimed at your non-followers. Your story content is aimed at your followers. Your posts and your carousel content is aimed at your followers. So utilizing Instagram in the different methods that it has available to you in order to gain visibility. So I encourage you, if you're not doing these things on Instagram, this is a great place to test strategy. Just don't do any kind of engagement crap, because it will kill your account for sure. And you want to make sure that the content is different. It's unique. It's unique to your voice, because I had another account and I was just like beating to other people's drums. Like I was marching and beating to other people's drums, trying to see if that strategy actually worked. And it is a complete crap strategy. You legitimately have to create content based on who you are trying to attract, but you have to be different about it. You have to be like your authentic self. And I hate the word your authentic self, for real. Like, I know people talk about you got to show up and be authentic. Like, do you tell your brain surgeon to make sure you're authentic today during my surgery? Like, no, you don't. You want that person to be in the zone, to be the best at his ability with the skill set that he's practiced for years and years and years, or she has practiced for years and years and years, and you just want them to show up and do good work. You don't want to be like, make sure you're authentic. Like, no. And so I feel like that word is so incredibly overused. I don't know what's a better word. Just be yourself. Like, let your personality shine. If you're not sure how you are or what your best self is, then maybe take some personality tests so that you understand how to be your best self. But I think the word authentic kind of is watered down with how it's been used in marketing. And I don't think it's fair to the word authentic. Again, I always think about the brain surgeon or just a surgeon. Please make sure you're authentic today in surgery. Like, what? No, that's dumb. That's dumb. Like, please make sure to use all of your knowledge and skills today during surgery and you have a successful surgery. That's what you say to a surgeon. You don't say, go forth and be authentic. Like, you don't say that. You don't. So that's Instagram. Those are some Instagram visibility tips. Utilize reels to gain non-followers or to attract non-followers, to convert to being followers. And then use posts and carousels and stories to nurture your existing followers. Like, that is what Instagram currently is for. And I don't think that those components in a nutshell will change. I don't think that, you know, if Instagram tweaks its algorithm for the millionth time, that kind of strategy will change. It will only change if they introduce a new type of content. So I don't anticipate that unless TikTok invents a new way and then Instagram's like, oh crap, we didn't think of that first. So that's strategy for visibility on Instagram. Let's talk about some other visibility tips. I'm curious to know if you're using Pinterest, because I feel like this is the stepchild or the stepsister to the world of social media. And Pinterest is such a powerful platform. It is not really a search engine in the way that Google is a search engine, but it is a search engine in the way that you can curate collections of pens. And I want to encourage you to utilize Pinterest. So if you're not, I want you to figure out how to utilize Pinterest. And even if you aren't writing blog posts, or even if you're not podcasting or creating YouTube content, you can create pens for your Instagram content. Your posts, your reels, everything has a link. You can grab links for your Instagram content if you're not producing content anywhere else, and you can create pins with that. You can create pins for your email content. So if you have a landing page for a freebie, create pins for those things. If you have an email newsletter that maybe has a landing page or maybe is just your latest newsletter, you can create a pin that will link to that newsletter for somebody to view it. Just make sure there's a way somewhere in that newsletter to subscribe to your email list. I feel like Pinterest is not being utilized well with content creators because people have always attached blogs with Pinterest. And so I want to break that chain, because it's not just about blogs. Like, I do feel content is king. And if you have a blog or you have a website, add a blog so that you can create content and pins and get people from Pinterest over to your blog. But I don't think that it's the end all be all. Like, I do think you're able to create pins for the other platforms, because as long as you have a direct link to the piece that you've created, so an Instagram reel, an Instagram post, an Instagram carousel, your newsletter content, like all of that has direct URLs and you can create pins for that content. And so I really want to encourage you to start using Pinterest if you're not, and to not just create a one and done pin. Like, I want you to figure out how to create 3 or 4 pins for that one piece of content. And then maybe in 3 months, come back and create a couple more pins for that old archived content, because it's all still living in the place where it went once you hit publish. And it's a great way to recycle content. It's a great way to get new eyeballs on old content. And I think that this is a strategy that people aren't utilizing, and I think it's a very powerful one. So because I feel that a lot of content creators aren't focused on Pinterest, I think this is a great opening for you to be able to gain traction on another platform, to get more visible on another platform. So I'm going to encourage you to utilize that and use Pinterest as if you were searching for keywords out on Google and Instagram and Facebook even. Like, use Pinterest search bar to help you figure out what words are people actually using in their content, and or in their search, I should say. So use the search engines of these platforms to help you figure out what keywords you need to be incorporating in the graphic, in the pin description, in the URL, if you have access to actually change the URL. With Instagram, you don't, but you could create a bit.ly link or some kind of link shortener that maybe you have a way to add a tag to the URL for what the piece is. And Pinterest is okay with link shorteners as long as you're not like cloaking too many like affiliate links. Like, that's a no-no. I would definitely go read their terms of service, but yeah, so I just want to encourage you, if you're not utilizing Pinterest as part of your visibility game, then start or revamp if you have forgotten about Pinterest. And I feel like this is going to help you get in front of people that maybe you can't get in front of on Instagram, because users of Pinterest may not be the same users of Instagram and vice versa. So go out and utilize these platforms, these rented platforms, in order to get people into your funnels, in order to get people onto your email list. Like, make sure that whatever your flow is to get people on your list, that's very intentional, because you want to be able to nurture these people once they're on your email list. Okay, there you have it. Visibility tips for Instagram and Pinterest. And I want you to start utilizing these strategies to help you get more visible for your business so that you can start earning money, so that you can turn your purpose into a paycheck. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Again, grab the new freebie, 9 tips to get more visible on social media and your email list. Grab it at bossgirlcreative.com/9 tips. And until next week, I hope you have a great rest of this one. Hey, real quick before I go, I wanted to pop back in and say again, thank you so much for listening to this latest episode of the Purposely Aligned Entrepreneur Podcast. I would so love a favor from you right now. Would you please share this episode with a friend or share it to your social media and tag me at bossgirlcreative? Oh my gosh, that would mean so much to me if you did that right now. Okay, I'll see you next week with a brand new episode.